As the calls for increased gun control legislation have mounted since the Newtown school shooting last Friday, the number of customers at gun store counters has also increased. Ben Giese at the Shooter's Shop in Milwaukee said he called in extra sales staff to deal with the increase in business.
This is our busy season already, you know, and then, you know, we had concealed carry pass last year, so there was that. And then Obama got elected, so there was that. And then there was Friday. So it's just kind of all snowballed into, I need every person I can get.
Giese says the people who are buying guns from him now are motivated by both fear for their personal safety and fear of more gun control.
Over the last few shootings, I've had a number of people in here who have been first-time buyers who've been buying because, you know, they feel they need to protect themselves, which, you know, has always been a personal responsibility. You know, that's not the job of law enforcement. Lately, it's been panic buying would be a word. A lot of it's been reaction to increasing legislation.
Giese says the recent decision by the nationwide chain Dick's Sporting Goods to pull some military-style assault weapons off its shelves is just a cheap publicity stunt. And Larry Gleisman, who runs Grandpa's Gun Shop in Madison, agrees.
There's literally dozens of different weapons that will do the same thing as those assault weapons do. If you get rid of guns, but, hey, a guy with a truck can kill the same number of people that coming out of the University of Wisconsin football game as two with a gun.
Gleisman says guns aren't the problem. It's the mental health of the people doing the killing. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.